A story about the Korean War. This is not the current Korean War, but the one before. Ed Struby was in the Army at that time.
In the 1950s?
He'd been in the 50s, probably. And he's soft heart, big old guy, soft-hearted. And all of the South Korean orphans from that war, that I think the Army would maybe furnish them some food, but they didn't have any. They didn't have clothes to wear, and they didn't have a mom and a dad and nothing like that.
Wow.
No toys to play with. So he wrote a letter to the Lusk Herald paper and says, told him that, you know.
Who was this guy? His first cousin that had the apron.
And anyhow, he basically said, you send me gifts that these little kids could use, and I'll see that they get them. Well, a week before Christmas, they had to put on an extra mail truck to bring toys to the Korean orphans, because they had never had anything like that before. And he could handle the Army would feed him, that was it. And maybe some clothes, maybe not, you know. But anyhow, and he said that's the first time he'd seen some of those kids ever smile. Uh-huh. And he said any kind of a little toy or a stuffed animal or anything like that, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. So that was a little insight into Ed Struby's mechanics, you know.
Yeah.